In a world with so many uncertain and confusing voices, isn't it wonderful to know that there is an objective truth outside of ourselves? That truth is found in the Word of God. That word, which Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible is our foundation, and through it we learn the good news of Jesus Christ, the Gospel. This is Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. We invite you to join us today as we mine the riches of God's Word, searching as for hidden treasure, that we might understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Here's our pastor and teacher, Wes Bradenhoff.
Good Thursday afternoon to you. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. This week on Gospel Talk, we're dealing with Hebrews 3, 1 and 2, an important passage which tells us to fix our thoughts on Jesus, to have Him and the Gospel as central in our lives. And we're seeing that this text addresses a widespread problem in North American Christianity called Christless Christianity. And that's the title of a recent book by Michael Horton, an important book, a book that I highly recommend to you. And at a certain point in the book, on page 196, actually, Michael Horton gives a little bit of a comparison chart comparing biblical Christianity with what he calls Christless Christianity. So you want to know how you can tell whether you've been influenced by Christless Christianity, or you want to be able to tell, you know, have a little bit of a diagnostic tool to see whether, you know, the church you're in may be leaning towards this Christless Christianity that he's writing about in this book. Well, this diagnostic chart may come in handy. Let me just highlight a couple of things. On the one side, he has the Christless Christianity, and there it's law light. So you hear a lot of do this, do that, you ought to do this, you should do that. On the other side, the emphasis in biblical Christianity is on the gospel, on what Christ has done. On the Christless Christianity side of the chart, we find also related to that last point, law light, we also find good advice, emphasis on doing. On the biblical Christianity side, we find an emphasis on good news. Something that has been done, an accomplished act for you. On the Christless Christianity side, we do find Jesus Christ. But where he is preached, it's often as an example. What would Jesus do? On the biblical Christianity side, we find Christ as Savior. Christ who has lived a perfect life in your place. Christ who has died on the cross for you, making satisfaction for all of your sins. On the Christless Christianity side of the chart, we find an emphasis on our ascending up to God. If you want to use the words of a popular hymn, or at least it was popular a bunch of years ago, you know, we're climbing Jacob's ladder. We're climbing our way up to God. In biblical Christianity, God descends to us. God comes to us to feed us, to save us. He comes after us. He is the sovereign God of salvation. That just gives you a little bit of an idea of what the differences are between Christless Christianity and biblical Christianity. And biblical Christianity is also what we find here in Hebrews 3, 1 and 2. Now, we've looked at what it means that Christ is a high priest. We've seen that that work consists of two parts, the fact that he made the sacrifice, which turned away God's wrath from us. We've also seen that he is the one who makes intercession for us. His sacrifice was once offered on the cross, never to be repeated again, but his intercession is something that's ongoing, something that continues day in and day out for believers everywhere. Now, Jesus Christ is also described here in Hebrews 3, 1 and 2 as an apostle. The author says, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. And we noted yesterday that that is an unusual way to describe Christ. The only place in the Bible, actually, where Jesus is described as an apostle is here in Hebrews 3, 1. Apostle is literally someone sent out with a commission. The apostles were sent out in Matthew 28 with the Great Commission. But here in Hebrews, the Lord Jesus himself is called an apostle. And that's because he was sent into this world, sent by God. And the place where we find that explicitly mentioned is 1 John 4, verse 9. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the propitiation for our sins. Now there in that passage, you see the direct connection between Christ being sent, his being an apostle, if you will, and his work as a high priest, his propitiation. And we've mentioned before this week, I've mentioned that that word is an important word that we need to recover today in our vocabulary as Christians. Propitiation, that means that Christ is the sacrifice who has turned away God's wrath from us. Find that in 1 John 4:9. The Lord Jesus was sent into this world with a task and a calling. And he recognized that in his high priestly prayer, what we call the high priestly prayer in John 17. In verses 3 and 4, the Lord Jesus said, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." The Lord Jesus was sent to this earth, and he willingly agreed to come. Before the foundation of the world, he agreed to come as our high priest, to make the ultimate sacrifice in our place. And in this too, he was faithful. He was a loyal apostle, a loyal son in the Father's house. He took on our human flesh inside the womb of the Virgin Mary. He became incarnate by the miraculous working of the Holy Spirit, and thus he began his life as one of us. At his incarnation, he started off down the road of humiliation. He did what needed to be done, suffering his whole life, but especially at the end. And he did all of that. So as the author of Hebrews says in chapter 2, that many sons would be brought to glory. All for us. The Lord Jesus is the faithful apostle sent into this world to be our Redeemer. Look to him, friends, in true faith. Hang all your hope and expectation on him alone, both for this life and the life to come. That's the bottom line of this passage in Hebrews 3, 1 and 2. That's what the Holy Spirit is telling us here. Focus on Christ and his person and work. Now, someone might come along and say maybe someone who's been influenced by this Christless Christianity that we've been talking about. And someone might say, well, what do we have to do now? What is this passage saying about living as a Christian? Well, let me explain. This is what we call a foundational text. It lays the foundation for a Christian life. There's that general aspect of being holy brothers, mentioned also in verse 1. But this passage doesn't give the details of how to live as a Christian. That's not the emphasis here. We find that elsewhere in the Bible. This passage, Hebrews 3, 1 and 2, is about what is most important for believers. And what is most important for believers is to constantly be looking to Christ, constantly being reminded about the gospel of grace. This passage is about being impressed with our Savior so that we're motivated to a holy and godly Christian life. See, this is all Christian faith 101. And that's a course that we need to take over and over again until our dying day. Now look how the author of Hebrews works here. He clearly states that he's addressing people who are Christians. He calls them holy brothers. He says that they share the heavenly calling, but then he doesn't take anything for granted. He tells these holy brothers, these people who share the holy calling, the heavenly calling rather, to keep on fixing their thoughts on Jesus. You know, he doesn't work like many people today who say things, Mr. Hebrews author, we already know all that. You don't have to keep telling us that. Just tell us how we should live now. Give us some practical teaching, some practical advice. Quit repeating yourself. Now, he says, and the Holy Spirit says, you may be a Christian. You may have been a Christian even your whole life, grown up in the faith like Timothy. But you still need the gospel. You never outgrow your need for it. There's never a day or a time in your life when you don't need to hear the reminder to fix your thoughts on Christ. That's something you're always going to need. You know, friends, I need that. We all need that. And at the end of the day, it's the preaching of the gospel which powers a Christian life. When we are impressed with God's grace, smitten by his love, and wonder at what Christ has done, you know, what happens in our hearts? Isn't there gratitude? Isn't there a love and a desire to please our Father? Don't we want to do the will of the Lord? Don't we want to make much of him with our words and deeds and also win our neighbors for Christ? When we understand the grace proclaimed in the gospel, we don't aim for obedience because we think we're going to earn something from God that will make him love us more by what we do. We aim for obedience because we love him. And from our hearts, we want to please him. Jesus is not only our Savior, but also our Lord. And those two aspects of his person and work are inseparable. If he's truly our Redeemer, then he must also be the master of our lives. But all of that begins with the gospel, and the gospel must never be taken for granted or assumed. And you know, history teaches us that churches that assume the gospel or take it for granted will surely lose it, and usually within one generation. And if you think about that, that makes sense. Because if what children and young people hear in the church is only about how to live a Christian life, only how to be obedient to God, and they never or seldom hear about the gospel, they'll soon think that Christianity is all about us and our deeds and our obedience and our lifestyle. The gospel will disappear. And the church just becomes a club of like-minded people who are trying to live a moral life. The gospel is a precious treasure. A pearl of great price, and to lose it is a horrific tragedy. And friends, if you're in a church where Christless Christianity is the name of the game, I urge you to think twice about where you are and to look for a church that truly does preach Christ and him crucified, where the gospel truly is central. And I also encourage you personally to fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. Let me urge you to keep Christ central, to keep the gospel central. If we do that in faith, glory and honor will abound to God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Renewer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, friends, we're at the end of our program for today. I'm glad that you tuned in, and I hope this program's been of encouragement to you. Please join me again tomorrow as I'm with Pastor Chris Gordon from the Linden United Reformed Church, and we have a roundtable discussion. Till then, may God continue to richly bless you in every way.
Thank you for joining us today on Gospel Talk. Today's broadcast comes courtesy of the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church in Surrey. Located at 12300 92nd Avenue in Surrey, the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church worships every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. You can find out more about the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church at our website, maranatha-canrc.org. That website again, www.maranatha-canrc.org. If you'd like more information or you'd like to drop us a note of encouragement, you can write us at Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, BC. The postal code is V2Z1B3. That address again, Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, BC. V2Z1B3. You can also call us toll free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. Email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That email address again, gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. We're glad you tuned in today, and we hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at 2:45 right here on AM 550 KARI. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. And if you've enjoyed Gospel Talk, we think you'll also enjoy Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Abounding Grace can be heard Monday to Friday at 8:30 a.m. right here on KARI AM 550.